contracting. Each year, the federal government spends close to $500 billion a year on government contracts. But the former administrator for the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, Steve Kelman, he says cutting deficits in contracting, not as simple as slashing spending. Steve Kelman is the former administrator of OFPP. He's a professor of public management at the Kennedy School, Harvard Kennedy School, and he joins us now. So, first off, how are you, Steve?
I am okay. I actually was in D.C. when the snow started last week and was in
And you're
taxi.
Still on the road, right?
Well, yeah. Well, I was in a taxi for literally 6 hours to get from near Dulles to we finally, the guy let me off the East Falls Church Metro, and I took the Metro into the district. That only took 10 minutes, but it was, not quite 10, but it was 6 hours from near Dulles to East Falls Church Metro.
And it's one of those horrible, I mean, I always feel bad for the OPM director because you have to make that choice. And if nothing had happened, everyone would go, oh, they let him out early. It's a horrible decision to make.
Yeah, sure is.
Let's talk about contracting, because the piece in FCW, which we have linked up, DorbeckInsider.com, you talk about, and in fact, let me just read a part of it, because you say the problem is not with the claim that better contracting could save, say, 5%. The challenge is figuring out how we do that, particularly in service contracting. This is one of these instances where people say, why don't they just? And it's not that easy.
Right. Well, where I started off in the column I wrote was to say, I mean, you know, that to get, you know, everybody says if you just cut 5% back from contracting, given we spend $500 billion, that's $25 billion off the deficit, and that's real money. The problem is, particularly in services contracting, this is sort of hand-to-hand, house-to-house combat. There's no directive that can come down from on high about how to do that. I mean, you can cut out contracts, but if you're talking about savings through better management, so there's, you know, people working on time materials or not padding or not doing the work or whatever, it's house-to-house combat. So what I suggested in the FCW column was, let's try an experiment. Literally experiment in the sense of the way, sort of the way scientists think about it, of an experimental group, a control group, whatever. And so what I said was, a lot of people believe that if you can significantly increase the resources that are given to contract management, that is to say the GS-1102s and program managers and so forth who are working managing these contracts on the government end, that investment would much more than pay for itself in lower costs and hopefully better performance. So I said, I hope that's true. I'd like to believe it's true, but and I'm not saying it's not true. I suspect it may be true, but we don't know for sure. So let's try an experiment. Let's choose, let's say, 20 services contracts in the, let's say, $5 to $10 million annual spending range to get, at random, to get additional contract management resources, like triple the amount of the amount you're spending managing these contracts. And let's take another 20 contracts chosen at random, and let's not do anything to them. They're called the control group. And then let's come back in a year or 18 months and see and compare those two groups of contracts with themselves or the each contract over time or whatever, and sort of see, does assigning these additional contract management bodies and resources save money and improve performance? So you do, let's try an experiment. That's what I said in the column.
And I can hear people already saying, well, you can't do that under the FAR. That's not possible.
Of course you can do it under the FAR. First of all, I mean, the government has complete discretion over the how much money they want to put into managing the contract. I mean, they could,
right.
There are some requirements in the FAR for things you got to do, but you can do them at low levels of resources, high levels of resources. This is totally within the discretion of the government.
And no
FAR problem here.
And how do you measure this? How do you measure this effectively? Because there are so many differences in different kinds of contracting.
Sure. I think the details, I can't work out the details in
right.
a 500-word column or in a, 10 or 15-minute interview with you guys. And I think if there's interest in this,
we'll just keep going. We'll go right till 7 till we figure it all out.
Okay, very good. Like a 6-hour trip in the taxi. I should have
right.
an interview from there. That
right.
But at any rate, but the basic idea is that, well, first of all, I would be inclined to choose contracts that have a fairly long history of performance. So one of the things you can do is measure the contract over time, or the contract, these experimental contracts over time, with the moment that you put in these additional contract management resources, like a breakpoint, and see, does that change the trend at all in the, you know, spending under these contracts or performance under these contracts? So you might be able to compare the contracts with themselves at an earlier period of time, or the idea behind having a control group is if you take some random sample of contracts, both for the experiment and random sample for the control, those will average themselves out in terms of special circumstances, or the trend would have been different, you know, whatever. That kind of thing tends to average itself out. And if you look at averages between the experimental group, that is to say the contracts where you've put in these additional resources, contract management resources, and the control group, that is to say the contracts that just go along the way they've been going along before, if you compare the averages during the period of this experiment, you can see if there are differences.
And in fact, you write in a related blog post that we also have linked up on Dorabeck Insider on your wonderful The Lectern. You say this needs to be something in between one of these academic kind of very rigorous, something that can go on for 10 years, because we probably don't have 10 years to do this.
Right.
But also needs to be more formalized than something that just says, okay, let's try this.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, the fact is that these are like called quick experiments, is sort of the term of art here. And the fact is a lot of most large companies use some version of this to test out, you know, marketing messages, product form, a whole bunch of features of a website. So let's say randomly half the people who access a website get a certain look and feel, and the other half get a different look and feel, and you compare click-throughs or how much time people spend on whatever. The idea of trying to make experimentation part of the way of life of how do you improve management in the public sector, again, the private sector is doing that more and more. There's a whole industry of people who do this. There are some agencies in the government. I mean, NHTSA has done work, some experimental type work on looking at the impacts of various kinds of, you know, like, I don't know if it's traffic barriers or some of the clicking and ticket campaigns. There's some experience with these kinds of quick experiments in government as it relates to, let's call it, public policy interventions. What I'm suggesting is let's bring this into public management. Let's try, if you're looking at recruitment techniques for getting, you know, people, good people into government jobs, try some different recruiting techniques,
yeah.
I apologize, different recruiting techniques on a random sample of job applicants and see if it makes any difference in terms of the ability to get your most favorite applicants, the best applicants coming into the job. There are a lot beyond contracting. Is actually, you're right. I have the column, which is specifically about this idea for contract management. Let's do an experiment to see if increasing the resources to contract management saves money. In the blog, I expand it and sort of say, let's think about this as an approach to improving public management in general. Let's look for opportunities to do quick experiments.
I want to ask you one other as related but unrelated question, because last week in the State of the Union address, the president called for this government reorganization. How effective are these kinds of? We've seen big reorganizations go on before, and they seem very complex. And by the same token, I don't want to not do something just because something's difficult.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I actually did a study a year or two ago where I looked at an academic study where I looked at senior executives who had tried to bring about major changes in their organizations and looked and compared ones who tried and succeeded with ones who either tried and failed or didn't try at all. And we tried to look at the difference between the management techniques they used. And actually, to my surprise, it was against my expectation. It turned out that the executives who were successful at change were considerably more likely to have done some sort of reorganization than the ones who tried and failed or didn't try. Mm. So it can work. On the other hand, I guess I'd say two things. First of all, in my study, which is actually going to be published later this year in an academic journal, in my study, the kinds of reorganizations they were generally doing were inside the organization to reduce stovepipes, you know, break down walls of stovepipes, right, and get different stovepipes to communicate more with each other. It was really an effectiveness kind of thing. It was a get better connecting the dots. It was not seen as a way to save a large amount of, you know, of dollars. And I think, I'm guessing, I don't want to, you know, I'm just guessing as a listener to the State of the Union, that when listeners listen to the State of the Union, you know, the president talked about the salmon in freshwater, the salmon in saltwater, the reorganizing, and the implication was, well, if you got the freshwater salmon bureau and the saltwater salmon bureau together, you'd save a huge amount of money. I am skeptical that, I think that the reorganizations can help. I would be very skeptical about seeing them as a major way to deal with a budget deficit, if that's what's being intended.
It's very, in government anyway, it just seems difficult to do. We've seen with Homeland Security the number of years that it takes just to get all the pieces sort of in some place.
Well, DOD's reorganization has worked after 60 years.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's on track. It is on track.
It's a perfect turnaround.